After baseball season, I led the Wahpenet Junior High academic bowl team against Reardon Junior High, and we lost by a grand total of 50-1. Yep, we answered one question correctly. I was the only kid, white or Indian, who knew that Charles Dickens wrote A Tale of Two Cities. And let me tell you, we Indians were the worst of times, and those Reardon kids were the best of times. Those kids were magnificent. They knew everything, and they were beautiful. They were beautiful and smart. They were beautiful and smart and epic. They were filled with hope. I don't know if hope is white, but I do know that hope for me is like some mythical creature. Man, I was scared of those Reardon kids. And maybe I was scared of hope too, but Rowdy absolutely hated all of it. "Rowdy," I said, "I am going to Reardon tomorrow." For the first time, he saw that I was serious, but he didn't want me to be serious. "You'll never do it," he said. "You're too scared." "I'm going," I said. "No way, you're a wuss. I'm doing it. You're a pussy. I'm going to Reardon tomorrow." "You're really serious?" "Rowdy," I said, "I'm as serious as a tumor." He coughed and turned away from me. I touched his shoulder. Why did I touch his shoulder? I don't know. I was stupid. Rowdy spun around and shoved me. "Don't touch me, you retarded fag," he yelled. My heart broke into 14 pieces, one for each year that Rowdy and I had been best friends. I started crying. That wasn't surprising at all, but Rowdy started crying too, and he hated that. He wiped his eyes, stared at his wet hand, and screamed. I'm sure that everybody on the res heard that scream. It was the worst thing I'd ever heard. It was pain, pure pain. "Rowdy, I'm sorry," I said. "I'm sorry." He kept screaming. "You can still come with me," I said. "You're still my best friend." Rowdy stopped screaming with his mouth, but he kept screaming with his eyes. "You always thought you were better than me," he yelled. "No, no, I don't think I'm better than anybody. I think I'm worse than everybody else. Why are you leaving?" "I have to go. I'm going to die if I don't leave." I touched his shoulder again and Rowdy flinched. Yes, I touched him again. What kind of idiot was I? I was the kind of idiot that got punched hard in the face by his best friend. Bang! Rowdy punched me. Bang! I hit the ground. Bang! My nose bled like a firework. I stayed on the ground for a long time after Rowdy walked away. I stupidly hoped that time would stand still if I stayed still. But I had to stand eventually. And when I did, I knew that my best friend had become my worst enemy.